Hello, Lagos. Good morning and welcome to another episode of Digital Life this awesome Sunday morning. How are you doing today? How are you feeling today? Well, I'm Emmanuel Onwuka, and in a few minutes, we're going to be giving you all you need to know about gadgets and the world of technology. It's what we do every Sunday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. But I'm not going to be doing this alone. I also have someone here with me. They say behind every successful man, there's a woman, and she's beautiful by my side.
Emmanuel, I'm not behind you in Jesus. I will not be behind you in Jesus' mighty name. You said behind.
I didn't say behind.
Emmanuel,
oh,
you said behind. You said
behind.
Lagos, you heard him say behind. Behind every. I am not behind you in Jesus' mighty name.
I was very particular about the we two.
Anyway, I don't know what side of the bed you woke up on, but I definitely know I'm not behind you. Hello, Lagos. Welcome to Digital Life. I'm Yvonne Okaifo. As you know, Digital Life is a show that airs this time every Sunday right here at 99.3 Nigeria Info. And on this show, you know, we help you understand the importance of technology and how it affects your quality of life. As we said, expect to learn new things about the world of tech every time you tune in.
That's very correct. We also have a segment on the show that we previously have been calling Gadget Review, but right now, because of things, we've been able to change the name to Tech of the Week. This is to accommodate as many innovations as possible. On that segment of the show, what we do is that we introduce you to indigenous technologies. We introduce you to technologies that are making wave currently across the world, especially the ones coming from Africa and especially from Nigeria. Since the show began over a month now, we've learned some tips that can help us stay protected online on how we use our gadgets, both online and even offline.
That's right, Emmanuel. We've brought authorities from the Data Protection Bureau on the show. We've also had a cybersecurity expert and then a hacker to share some insider information and tips to make sure we better protect ourselves. Emmanuel, ethical hacker. Last week, the phone lines were blowing up.
I didn't even believe. Like, after the show, the next show was coming on, but the phone lines kept ringing. Like, people had questions and questions and questions to ask Boma.
Boma was fantastic last. In fact, I learned a lot from him. Yeah. What's your take home from our segment last week?
Well, for what he said, I just have that curiosity, you know, to always ensure that I've gone through my phone. Mm-hmm. I've gone through my phone like over and over again. Any app that I'm not using, I've deleted it.
Shakira for you.
It's a winner. By the way,
really?
I've done the two
factor.
Don't be like this now. They're trying to make it look
I'm so proud of you. Look at you. You've grown. You've matured.
Oh my God.
This is what digital life does. Digital life helps you understand why keeping abreast of technology is important.
Can you just remind me how I met you again?
It's digital life that brought us together. You see, Lagos, that's the importance of the show. We help you understand. We are just like you. We're also learning from our guests. So it's really great to be on this journey together, right, Emmanuel?
Exactly. It's very great. And today we have another interesting conversation for you. So many people reached out to us on social media asking us how do they wish to get into tech and how are they going to get into tech. I know so many conversations about, I hear that tech is the one that is, you know, making waves right now. You've heard that conversation as well, right?
Man, sometimes I ask myself, what am I even doing in my life? What am I doing here? Should I not just go and become one tech guru like that? Well, you see, Emmanuel, that's also another problem, because a lot of people want to pivot into tech but don't know where to start.
So we've come up with this topic, or this series rather, that we call Tech Money.
Shakira to money. I will always have this Shakira on the show because there is so much to Shakira to.
Calm down. Okay, thank you very much. So if you live in Lagos, you already know that the latest set of people who are the money spenders, who are like the big boys in town.
Odogu spenders.
The latest set of people, and who work smart.
Right.
Okay, let's not take that fat out. They work smart. Like, they barely move, but then they make quite a lot
of
money.
The ones whom our security agencies sometimes term Yahoo boys.
Exactly. They have that stigma with them because, you know, they don't really dress the part, but then they are still classified under it.
Exactly. Dressing fancy cars, looking good, doing well, and you're wondering, what am I even doing?
Yes.
Is it not the same daily 2K we all go out to hustle for? Exactly. Obviously, it's not. I don't think it's not. Because,
They don't do daily 2K. They do like daily 500K.
Anyway, but we are excited because we've got someone here on the show to answer a lot of these questions that have been bugging our minds, you know, and give us confirmation to these stories. Our guest is a programmer who broke the internet last month. Here's why. This young man landed a job with an Italian company, and that company offered him an all-expense-paid trip to the company in Italy. And the biggest thing here, in fact, the most exciting thing about this is that he's just a teenager. He's just 16 years old.
16 years old. Like, 16.
What was I doing when I was 16?
Where were you when you were 16?
I was in secondary school. I was in secondary school, SS3. Yes, I was in SS3. John, are you there with us? Are you here with us?
Yeah.
Oh, so John, did you hear what I just said? I mean, I'm asking myself what I did when I was 16.
So, yeah, we have John Oseni on the line. John Oseni actually broke the internet last month when he announced on LinkedIn that he actually got an offer, a job offer outside the country. And every Nigerian was like, how? Like, you're 16. John, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thanks a lot.
John, please tell us. Let us confirm, because we're here saying you are 16. Please tell us with your own mouth. How old are you?
People asking that question actually, and I'm 16 years old.
Lagos, did you?
No. If you are telling us you're 16, you should give us a date now. Okay, give us a date. What year were you born? Let's confirm by ourselves. Yes. So I'll count on my fingers, don't worry.
So, 4th of February 17, actually. 4th of February 2005. Yeah.
Look at that. Wow. 2005 to 2015. 10. I'm counting on your behalf. 2005 to 2015. That's 10 years.
Yeah.
So, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20. So he'll be 17 this year.
No. I think he already is. February 4th made you 16, right?
Yeah. Okay. February 4th.
Okay. So, John, can you tell us, how did you get into the world of tech? Like, how did you get into tech?
I found passion for it, actually, where some people actually came to our school, like I said on Punch, like some people came to our school to come and tell us more about computer, Arduino and everything. So while they were telling us, I never knew anything about computer, I never knew anything about programming thing. So like they organized a group, like come on, questionnaire or something. So when they organized a group questionnaire like that, I happen to be the person that won, me and a lady. So
okay, John, hold on. How old were you when they came to your school?
Yeah, I was 15 then. I was 15 when they came to our
school. So this happened barely a year or 2 years ago.
2020?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Wow. Look at that. Please go on.
So when they came to our school, they organized a competition whereby I won. You know, they promised us gifts whereby they didn't come back to give us the gift. So I looked for them.
They promised you guys a gift and they didn't give you.
They didn't come back.
You mean they scammed you too?
Yeah. Okay, so what happened after that? What happened, like, because of time?
So I had to go look for them. So when I looked for them, I got to know where they were. I now reminded them that, okay, they were the one that came to our school. That I haven't also gotten my gifts. That's when they later gave me the gift and all. Mm. From there, I started programming, although I wasn't into it. That was 2020. I wasn't into it fully then. But before then, I've been repairing people's plasma TV. I've been repairing torchlights. I've been repairing just gadgets for a lot of people. So it's just more like a passion. And I started roughly, actually. But it was 2021 I kickstart fully into coding for where I was doing blockchain. I was doing full stack. I was working for tons of companies. I contributed to a lot of open source, like Google for Developers. I contributed to GitHub. I contributed to Red Hat, a lot of them on my GitHub and all. So like, I also became the youngest, one of the youngest blockchain developers, at least I would say in Nigeria or in Accra, in those states, yeah. So with jobs, so that was more about it. I volunteered a lot. So
wow.
More like my path.
John, you're telling us you're just blowing our minds away this morning. So tell us, yeah, people have this mentality that I have this mentality too. In fact, let me even bring it out to myself. I'm always wondering that, you know, to be in the tech space, you've got to be somewhat of a genius. You know, that's what a lot of people think. A lot of people like me think that. And that it's often difficult, you know. What would you say about that? Is it really difficult to pivot into tech? And also, how did you, you know, decide that you were going to major in blockchain? Did you have any difficulties?
Well, I would say to pivot into tech is not hard, actually. But I had difficulties when I wanted to actually go into program course. I had no laptop then, but I volunteered for a lot of people, whereby I got most of my jobs without certificates. I have no certificate in programming, like no certificate at all. So like, I was just volunteering for people. And there's something about me. Then Web 2 was trending. I was going into Web 3. Now that Web 3 is trending, I'm more like a Web 4 advocate and all.
Okay, John, calm down. What is Web 2? What is Web 3? What is Web 4? Because this show, you have to assume that you're talking to different people, you know, people who don't know a thing about tech and then people who know a lot about tech. So we are trying to ensure that these people understand. We break down the terms here to the barest minimum. So tell us what Web 3 is, then what Web 4 is. You say you are ahead already in Web 4, but what is Web 3?
So Web 3 is more like blockchain and all this crypto stuff we see online. You buy B2C, you write smart contracts, push to a network like Ethereum, Bitcoin, any other network like that. But Web 4 is more about AI combined with blockchain, whereby there will be no stress. If you have a wallet, if you want to create a wallet, everything will be powered by AI. Everything will be linked to, let's say you want to... when the seed phrase is generated for you, when you are coming in, you don't need your seed phrase. All you need is your face ID.
Okay. So how many companies have you worked for? How much do you think you've made since you started?
A lot. Actually, it's still more than 16 to 17, like I said, or something.
You've worked for more than 16 companies.
More than that, like
in less than what? In less than 2 years.
Yeah, I'm telling you, more than that. Like, you should know how passionate and how hardworking I was. During my work, I was working in the night. I was writing code for content and all of that.
Great. So tell us how this has paid off, because you're working for more than 16 companies.
That's like the motivation for everybody.
I mean,
so
yes.
Tell us, we're really excited, or we're really interested to know like how it has paid off. In 2 years, you've actually started off as a programmer. You've been writing codes in 2 years.
And it's worked for
years.
More than 16
so
companies.
Can you tell us like how much do you think you've earned so far?
I think that one is confidential.
But can you give us like an estimate?
Just like an estimate. You don't have to go into the
details. You don't have to go into details.
I've earned a lot. Like, I've earned millions. Like, when I say millions, like, not ordinary millions.
100 million. Do you mean 100 million? Up to 100 million. Tell us now so that we'll buy you one form. So you go and represent our constituency.
It's not me, they will come and kidnap.
Don't worry, they won't. But that's so what would you tell young people who are considering this, you know, programming, who are considering pivoting into tech? Young people like you who are probably listening to this show.
Yeah, so there's actually something I would love to let everybody know first. What actually pushed me then was we were in Nigeria. And I wanted to change the mentalities of people abroad because we were not trusted at all. They don't trust us at all. Mm-hmm. They don't trust us at all. So, like, someone has, like, come up and, like, change that mentality. And also, I was working, volunteering for people because of... I saw the life of Elon Musk. I believed in the future. But before you actually get to the top, you have to work for people. You have to be a slave. Like, you have to lay low. You have to...
You have to first be a servant.
Exactly. Before you can be a good boss, you have to be a servant. So I work with a lot of people so I can actually gather funds to build my own company. That's the future and everything I used to preach about. So at least this, you have someone that will trigger them. And also this, you have God. And... because without God, nothing can be done. So I'll just say we should all be passionate about everything. We should want to do more. We should like when I said I work for like 16 to 17 startup, a lot of developers don't believe that because this it seems impossible. Mm. You understand? But
understanding
my mentality. Yeah, it seems impossible because even people out there will be like, this is a lie, this guy is capping. But then there was something about me, I wanted to make the impossible possible. When I was even going into blockchain, then people never knew I was going into blockchain. A lot of people were saying I should stay in one place, I should not be jumping, I should go and learn HTML, CSS, finish. I was like, well, you don't know my mentality. I don't know. So it's just do something, have a result to show.
Mm.
At least if you go to my GitHub, you see over 30 something organizations that have contributed, even my open source contributions and all. At least I'm also the fourth Nigerian GitHub contributor, like the fourth contribution. So that's more about learn to like give out and work for people.
Mm.
Like be happy and passionate about what
that's a very great one. Lagos, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Digital Life on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Emmanuel Onwuka, and with me in the studio is my co-presenter Yvonne Okaifu. We are talking tech money today, and we're talking this, having this conversation with 16-year-old programmer John Useni, who says he has earned millions of naira from working for different companies online. Like, online, he worked for different companies and has made millions of naira. And he's just 16 years old without any university degree. He's a very great motivation for a lot of persons out there.
Indeed.
And we want to know, are you considering beginning, you know, starting off a career in tech? We would like to know, what are the challenges or what are those things that are stopping you from getting into tech? So you can call us and let us know on 01-277-0993 or 01-277-1993 or you can also call on 01-277-2993. And for women alone, strictly for the ladies, you can call us on 01-465-7190 on 01-465-7190.
Now, if for whatever reason you're unable to call us, you can leave us a message on WhatsApp 08095975805. That is 08095975805. Lagos, are you considering pivoting into tech? And if you are there challenges you're facing? We have 16-year-old John Useni, a programmer who has made millions from doing that, working online. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Nathaniel. I'm calling from Lagos.
Okay, can you speak up? We can barely hear you.
What I'm trying to say is I think I really appreciate the young man.
Okay.
But see, I'm a realist, and I don't believe in this kind of miracle pastoral kind of words where somebody just say on the radio and begin to give you the lay low.
Have you considered pivoting into tech? Do you have challenges in that?
Yes,
part?
I do. I did. I don't even know. I am even still doing. I think there wasn't any, how do I put it? Right now, I went to a company and then I bought the form. They tell you they're going to teach you IT and all the programming. And all what we went to was somebody just sat down and begin to tell you something is Fortran. But do you understand? The English was not even too clear. Do you understand? So I want the young man to tell us or to talk to the radio or the who's going to listen. How do you get to be a programmer in Intuitu? You get to this place, you buy a form, this is what they teach you. Give us a catalog, or possibly give us a brochure, if it's possible.
Okay. John, did you hear that?
Yeah.
So this young man says he's been trying to pivot into tech, but he doesn't seem to, he hasn't gotten any luck so far. And that he'd like to know how you went about it, what you really did. But please hold on to that question. Let's take another call. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank God for this program. Because a nephew of mine, not just him.
You didn't tell us your name, or you did not tell us your name.
My name is Immaculata.
Immaculata, our first female caller. Hey, hold on, shake it up for you. Hey! Yes,
I've
excited.
And trying. Aww. You know, that day you were talking about accounts and hacking and all.
Indeed.
Yes, I was trying to call to say that it's better to advise people to open up like an account. You have like few cash, 100, 150, you can give your driver, give anybody to go and withdraw, but not your main account.
Oh, wow.
In terms of protection.
Immaculata, we are happy to have you today.
On today's issue, honestly, this is a big one. The children do reading and like trying to study this coding and all. They call computer science students in Babcock. Mm. They failed woefully.
Look at that.
And they sacked their lecturer. Wow. And they were doing coding with paper, writing coding.
Unbelievable.
Yes, yeah, I'm not kidding you. My nephew is involved.
Wow.
And we've been trying to like find somewhere where he can learn. Mm. I want to ask the young man, can he lecture? So that we introduce him. Honestly, it's very serious. No, investigate it. Mm. A lot of them failed. And you can, in this day of computer, how can people, children who are not going to use her and to do whatever coding, they say like it runs in pages. Mm. And then they will now force them in, and they all have their laptops and they are not using their laptops. Wow. No network in the school.
Wow.
I don't know how they can invite him so that he can help the students there, honestly.
Thank you, Immaculata. Thank you for that. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I just called back.
And believe me, that lady that just called just blew off my mind. Just thought, she make the word, that coding with paper just, I don't even know. I can just
okay. So we're going to ask John that.
We'll ask him.
Let's just take more calls.
And he, listen, please. Just tell the young man, please. I don't want this political English. Where do we go and find this thing done? You pay school fees. I don't.
All right. Thank you. I'm sure John gets what you're saying. I'm sure everybody gets what you're trying to say. Hello. Yes. Good morning.
My name is Ngozi.
Ngozi, our second female caller. Look at that.
Okay.
Welcome.
Beautiful. I'm calling on behalf of my son who is studying software engineering at Babcock University. And I listened to Immaculata and I want to say I agree with her completely. Because my son will tell me if it is not software engineering, I don't know what else I can do. So he went into Babcock and has it seriously bad, and he's the kind of person that doesn't like disappointing his parents, so he felt bad and was almost going into depression. I had to consult Joseph Agumjade of University to take my son on software coding for 3 weeks, and we paid $300,000 to get that thing done. Just to tell you how bad it is in the school. But my son has a flair in being a techpreneur, and it's one of the things I battle with him. So he wants to do forex trading, he wants to do coding. So he wants to be working while learning. And I know he's not quite strong academically, and I know that making business while going to school will distract him. So I want to ask Oseni there, how can such a person contact you and you kind of model him into how to dive into his profession and do it better? Because one thing he keeps telling me is that if he's practicing and schooling, that he will understand this thing better.
Okay.
I can tell you as a mother, I know the extent I've gone to organize private classes for him, even while in school, because they don't really have network in school, like Immaculata said. Network is a big, big issue for them there. So even learning on the job, learning on the program is a bit difficult.
All right.
You understand?
All right. Thank you very much. John. Let's start with the first caller that said it's difficult because, you know, first of all, there's the problem of connectivity. And then the second caller talked about, you know, even students in universities find it difficult because their professors don't seem, lecturers see, don't seem to see, know what they're talking about.
It's not the first time I'm hearing this where people pay a lot of money, like huge sum of money to try and learn coding and programming and then they fail woefully, like they can't comprehend it. So John, what do you say to this? John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, John, what we need you to do for us is just, you know, like, give us a breakdown. How did you do this? What did you do? What did you have to go to an academy? Did you study online? What sources did you use? I'm sure that's what these people want to know.
Yeah, so first, actually, I actually went to a place called Green Garage. That was the place, the people that came to our school. And then I had access to laptops.
Green Garage, yes. Is that do they have a website?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they have a website. So why I was getting laptops there, I was getting kind of working like my passion for it, because I can come in the morning, leave in the night. My parents would have been looking for me, and also it's more like people that don't have access to it. I also didn't have access to anything at all, but I used my phone. I built website on my phone also then, because I was using a Tecno Y2. So then I built the site on my phone. But like, I just want them to know that if they are very passionate about what they want to do, mm-hmm. they will do everything it means. Everything it takes. They're going to do it to get everything up and running. Even my parents were against it. Like, my parents were like, John, what's wrong with you? Like, what? Well, I just had to. Sometimes I would sneak out of the house just to go write code and all. Sometimes there was a time I went to a cyber cafe to go and write code and all. Like, it's just my last 100 naira that day. So, like, it's more like I'm passionate about the people that a lot of people too have told me they don't have access to internet, they don't have access to data. I also didn't have access to internet. But I had to look for, because if I see a friend, please can you on your hotspot for me for like 2 minutes before, you know, it's already 1 hour. I've accomplished what I want to accomplish. You understand, like that?
So most of the things you learned, did you learn them online or someone coached you?
That's what I was about to ask. Mentorship. Did you have someone like a mentor who helped you, or you just had to find these resources yourself?
So when I started, then there was a person named Mr. Shegun Kolawole of Kolatrick. He was the one who actually told me about web development, first tutor of web development for just 2 weeks. So after 2 weeks, then I transitioned into my own self-taught development course, Practice Make Perfect. So they just actually took us a class on, okay, how to structure this, how to structure that, how to do this, how to do that. So I went into blockchain. So it's more about, I learned what I was taught. I won't say I know what I was taught. I won't say it was what I was taught I built on. I would say it was myself, because if I didn't go on to actually learn on it, I would never be where I am today. You understand? So I'll advise people out there. They can go to academy, but I want them to know they should believe in themselves. They can learn it. Everything they need is online. Everything. In fact, we have a lot of free courses and all. And I can also be courses for people and giving it to them. But the thing about Nigerians is a lot of people are they just want to make money, they're not ready to learn.
Okay, that's a very big one, saying that a lot of people want to make money. So they are being attracted by the money, but they exactly. really
don't
do
want
not
to put in
want
the
to
work.
Put in the work.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me get something. How can you identify a center, like a very good center, that actually teaches coding? Because a lot of persons have paid money to centers, these academics, and then they don't get value for their money. How can you identify those centers that are legitimate and that can actually teach this thing very well?
So the thing is, it's not about identifying centers for now, because this generation we are, a lot of people want to start teaching, a lot of people just like start making their own money. A lot of people are just doing everything for money. Not everybody is actually ready to bring everybody up. Because I was also surprised that someone actually called a mentor to one. So a mentor that doesn't want his mentee to be greater than, is more like, not like, more like, it's not like a mentor, dude, more like someone I looked up to. Yeah, but imagine, you don't want me to be like, when he saw my growth, his attitude changed and all. So not everybody are just calling you, they want the best for you. But I believe I can't actually say about how to identify a very correct coaching center, but yourself and your laptop, you yourself and I, like that, like me, myself and I, just believe in that. And everything is just online for you to get. Like, everything I got is online. I never moved an inch. So like,
right,
I just want instill that believe in people, believe in yourself, you can do it.
So John is saying that if you're really passionate about coding, about programming, there are actually a lot of resources online to help you learn. YouTube is a great feature, for example. John, do you agree?
Yeah, yeah. YouTube is a great future, Udemy, and a lot more. But Udemy. A lot of people will say, I don't have the money for that. I don't have the money for that. But although I can be sharing few sources that I'll buy for people, and at least they can check my social media and those and all. Okay. Yeah, I'll be sharing sources and all.
Okay. You mentioned your social media handle. Please tell us what it is.
On Twitter, Johnosini1. On Instagram, Johnosini5. On LinkedIn, Johnosini.
John Oseni, as in Oseni, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. Emmanuel, do we have any message?
Yeah, we have a message here. It says, hi, I'm Timmy. I'm a software engineer. Computer engineering stroke science is not just coding. Computer engineering stroke science is not just coding. There's a lot more to it. Also, there's the basics of everything you need to know about computer. It's like every other occupation. It's not magic or MMM. You study, put your all, and mm-hmm. learn. It's like being a doctor. You put in the work for 8+ years before you get there. Even if you're writing on paper, no one is stopping you from using your laptop. When studying medicine, do you start operating on humans in school? Okay, so this is what this person is saying. She's contributing.
To
what it is. But then, John, what do you think about writing codes on paper? Because I've heard, the two callers said something about writing codes on paper. But I thought that writing code is like on your system and then on your phone, probably if you're using your phone.
So the thing is, you can write codes on paper, but we are in Nigeria today. A lot of universities tend to teach theory than practicals. And that's what make people outside the country more better and greater than us. Because today, a lot of science people today are good at theory part without the practicalized part. I would say you can be writing on paper, but when you bring it to the laptop, trust me, it's not like that. Like, it's fully not like that. Like, you'll be so surprised. So I will not advise anybody to, except maybe it's your schoolwork or you have an exam or something, but I'll never advise you to be you can start basis of paper, but I'll never advise you to go on with that, because the way you write on paper is not the way the computer says it. You can write it on paper correctly, but when you bring it to the laptop, it's not like that. You understand, like that. So it's more like the practical aspect make you know more.
Okay, Emmanuel, I see other messages.
Yeah, we still have a lot of messages here, but we can't take everything. It is also asking into getting into tech. He says he has the knowledge but doesn't know how to make money from tech. This is from Oluwa Sheyi. He says, how can you help me getting into tech? I have the knowledge of tech, but then I don't know how to make money from it.
He says he has the knowledge of tech. That is quite broad.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't stream it down. He didn't say if he was into coding or programming. And then, Oluwa Sheyi, your question is a bit tricky there.
It's ambiguous. It's one thing to know about tech. You can't know everything about technology. So you have to be more specific. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Good morning. This is Digital Life.
Yeah. Sebastian is my name.
Sebastian.
Yeah. I appreciate the young guy.
Can you speak up, please?
Yeah. I appreciate the young guy. I saw his passion even when he said he started, how he sneaks out of the house to go and achieve his aim. And today is paying off for him. I thank God for his life. And I also want him to also, make an impact in the life of the young ones that are also coming too. You also have people like that does not have the opportunity he has in doing those things and where he is now.
Thank you very much, Sebastian.
Yeah, why not? Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Why not set up a website and people go there to learn?
Like his own form of academy, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay.
You subsidize it if it's something that is a bit high.
Okay.
Okay, Sebastian, we're really out of time.
Sebastian would love to do that, but let's also bear in mind that he's 16 years old. He's got a lot on his plate.
Exactly. The next question coming to you, John. John, before we go, we're nearly out of time. Before we go, what's the next level for you? What's the next thing on your mind right now? You've attained this this position. You've gotten to this extent. So what's the next thing for you?
The next thing for me right now is a lot of people are asking me about my university and all, but and funny enough, I didn't plan university, but kind of some of them are still kind of reaching out to me that they want to admit me into their university. Mm-hmm. But I'm not actually ready for that now.
Wait, I just graduated. Wait, sorry. You mean like schools are coming to you? You're not the one applying.
Yeah, actually. Ah. Like, the in fact,
life is not balanced, so life is not just balanced.
I'm telling you.
John, you heard the last caller, you know, talking about maybe creating your own academy, which I think might be a lot for you right now. I don't know if that's something you'd like to consider, but is that something you see yourself doing in the near future? You already said that people should reach out to you on social media. You said they should reach out to you on Twitter, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn. But when they reach out to you, how do you plan on being of service to them?
Oh, so like right now, I won't lie to everyone. My DM is full, but I will soon start replying all the messages. But right now, what we're trying to build is the future, like trying to bring out Nigeria out of Africa to make people know that yeah, there are some people building in this country and all. But setting up my own academy is a lot of people who come. Yeah, I know that, but we have a lot of them out there already. So that competition is too much, like going into that type of competition. But it's more like just playing smart. When we have something to build, a lot of people will look at your life and my life from afar. No, but I'll try to reply a lot of people messages and all, like, and now I can be of service to them.
We'll really appreciate that if you can, you know, be of service to them, even if you can recommend to them.
Recommend, put some websites
so that they can see and follow you. A lot of people are saying that they can't find you on Facebook and Twitter. Can you call your Twitter handle out again?
Oh, sorry, my Twitter handle is Jonosini4. I said my Jonosini1 is GitHub handle, but Twitter handle is Jonosini4.
Can you spell like, that?
JOHNOSENI4. Yeah.
JOHNOSENI. So it's
four.
Okay. So there's JOHNOSENI, then 4. Amaka, that's for you. JOHNOSENI, then the number 4 on it. Thank you so much for your time today. John, I will really appreciate your time. We hope to have you here speak about your plans for the future, because we are not able to take that in today's show. But yeah, I know you have very crazy plans for the future. I can call it crazy, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're crazy because it's crazy people are at the top.
Indeed, John. We look forward to having you as a regular on the show, because of course there's a lot to learn from you. But in the meantime, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for staying with us on Digital Life today.
Yes. Thank you very much, John. We'll take a break now and we'll be back with the next segment we call Tech of the Week. When we return, we have two awesome young men in the studio that is doing something really incredible to vehicles in Nigeria. Well, these two Nigerian boys can configure your car to start with your phone. They can configure your car to start with your phone. How do you think about that?
These are not hacking. Anyway, when they come, they'll tell us.
Exactly.
They'll tell us what that is, if that is hacking or not. Lagos, this is Digital Life. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo.
And I'm Manuel Onka.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Evolving with innovation and technologies. We can only evolve by keeping up with the times. Let's talk smartphones. Let's talk artificial intelligence. Let's talk digital currencies. Let's talk NFTs. Let's talk the metaverse. Let's talk Digital Life. Starting in April, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates in sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The world is evolving with innovation and technologies. We can only evolve by keeping up with the times. Let's talk smartphones. Let's talk artificial intelligence. Let's talk digital currencies. Let's talk NFTs. Let's talk the metaverse. Let's talk digital life. Starting in April, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back to Digital Life right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo.
And I'm Emmanuel Onka.
The era of flying cars is upon us. It's no longer a mirage anymore because the future is now. However, most of the innovations, especially the ones that have to do with vehicles, are from countries like China, Japan, Germany. You know them all. But today we have two young men with us in the studio today, making Nigeria and Africa proud, if I do say so myself.
Yes, they're actually making Nigeria and Africa proud. We have here in the studio, we have Adedeko Adeyemi and Timothy Agbonlahor, and they're here in the studio with us. And the two awesome young men configures cars to begin at the push of a button or through your mobile phone. So you have your mobile phone with you and your car is like parked outside and you can start your car from inside the comfort of your house. It's just so when I first saw their video on social media, I was like surprised. Like, how did they even do that? Because I saw someone use this phone and it was like Voltron. And the next thing, the car came alive, like the car just started and that was it. So we have them in the studio and they're going to be telling us everything about their, how they got into this very innovation. How are you doing today, Timothy? Which one of you is Timothy? Sorry.
I'm Timothy.
Okay, you're Timothy.
And he's
Ayandeko.
How do you pronounce that name, please?
Ayandeko Adeyemi.
Okay. Please speak directly into the mic.
Ayandeko Adeyemi.
Ayandeko Adeyemi. So, tell us, how did you come about this?
Okay, when we actually came up with all this innovation, I came about it through a car dealer, that's a customer.
Okay, I think the first question is, how old are you, please?
I'm actually 21.
How old are you, Timothy?
I'm 21.
You're 21 too? Wow.
We just had a 16-year-old on the show, and now we have 21-year-olds. Just look, Emmanuel, what are we doing with our lives?
I don't even know anymore. Okay, so walk us through. How did you get into this?
Okay, actually, I'm someone that loves innovation and technology, and I've been like, aside from Jet Club though, I made like the innovation of a water level indicator alarm that is able to detect if the water level in the overhead or surface tank is full. So I've actually been very passionate about technology. So I've been doing online research and I got to know about this, that it was very, very possible, and they were using it in countries like the US and China, like Germany and stuff like that. So a customer confided in me if I could do that with his vehicle, and I did my research and he was able to provide me with the kit. I told him where to get it. He ordered for the kit, and when he came into Nigeria, I started the work on the vehicle, and it took me 1 week for me to be able to upgrade the vehicle from key start to push to start.
1 week?
Yes. Okay. 1 week. Well, right now we could do it within 1 hour, 1:30 minutes, 1 hour 30 minutes, and 2 hours. But when I first started the upgrade on that vehicle, it took me 1 week with support from, I had a friend in Malaysia and one in the US. So they gave me an idea on how to go about it, and I was able to fix it up.
As at then, were these your friends or you just met them online?
I met them online. When I was having an issue with the vehicle, I went to check online on people that are doing this abroad. So I was able to get the Malaysian guy, and he was able to help me out with something.
Okay, so one concern right now is security. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking when Emmanuel talked about, you know, guys who can configure cars, like, are they not hackers? Is that not hacking? Because at the end of the day, this is a fantastic technology, but like every other technology out there, it is prone to hacking, right? So what makes yours different? What makes yours stand out?
Okay, what you say is very correct. Like in the US, there's a really high rate of car jamming. They jam the keys and they're able to steal the vehicle. But the keyless system, the way it works, it has its own security feature. Like now, if I start my vehicle I'm in the studio right now and I park my vehicle downstairs and I start my vehicle from here. If I'm not there, if anybody breaks into the vehicle and tries to drive out, like drive the vehicle shuts down immediately.
With this
technology, immediately the person opens the door because it works with the door sensor. Immediately opens the door, the car shuts down. And if the key is not present, you can't start the car.
Wow.
So wait, I need to really understand what you just said now.
Okay.
So if I ask you to configure my car for me, right? And you've done that. My car is parked in the parking lot, and then someone tries to break into the car. It will not. It will just lock. Shut down.
I'm giving you a scenario whereby, you know, some people have this fear that when I start my car and I'm not there, what if someone goes there and break into it and drives my car away?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to explain to you that when the person tries to break in, the vehicle shuts down immediately. Immediately any of the door or glass or anything is opened, the vehicle shuts down. And if with the normal random keyless system, maybe the person that's for Japanese vehicles, maybe the person places leg on the brake to change the gear, then it shuts down. But for German vehicles like Mercedes and supercars like that, maybe the person opens the door, it shuts down. If your door is even open, if any of your door is not properly locked and you start your car with your key or your mobile app, that's your phone,
yeah,
the car is going to shut down back. So you will know that this is the door that is open.
Okay, so just to get this straight, right? The key you're talking about is a mobile phone.
No, we have different options. You have the one that has the normal key, like just the key start, the remote start, and push to start. And we have the one that comes with the mobile app that is configured to your phone. That is from anywhere in the world, you can start your car. If you're in the US and your car is parked here in Lagos, you can start the car from anywhere in the world. You can shut it down. You can track your car. You can check your battery voltage, the temperature of your vehicle. You can see it. And if you give your car to someone to drive right now and the person is driving, you can check at the speed of actually the vehicle is running. Understand? So you can monitor your vehicle just from the convenience of your mobile phone. And we have customers that drive without their car keys. They just take their mobile phone. And we have questions like, what if your phone dies?
I was about to ask that question.
The thing is, you could actually, some people log in on their, because you could log in on multiple phones. You just require the app, your username and password, just like your social media account. That's the way it works. So if you're able to, you're able to get another phone to log in, like, you log in on the phone and most times we have situations, people that drive car, they always have this charging port in their car.
Yeah.
So virtually people don't, if you have a car, you cannot run out of battery like with your phone. Most times you don't have such cases. But if your phone is stolen or something, like, you can easily log in on another phone with your details.
So this is a full-time job for you?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Yes, we do this full-time.
Timothy, let me ask you this question. What are your plans? You've heard Anyondeko. I'm so sorry.
Anyondeko.
Anyondeko. Adeyemi, thank you.
Okay,
Adeyemi
is
so much. Timothy, you've heard your partner here say these things. And again, I'm still going to talk about the security issue because, this technology is fantastical, but there's this question of technology, so of hacking, you know, security and all that. And he just said that with this technology of yours, if a car starts, right, if even when you start your car remotely or whatever and someone tries to break into that car, it will not start. But does this technology apply to all the vehicles out there, or is it just a certain, you know, a kind
type of vehicle?
No, actually the upgrade applies to all vehicles. That's it.
So it's any vehicle. So even if it's a 2006 car, a 2010, 2007 car,
depending on the year, it applies to all vehicles. If you upgrade the vehicle, the security feature apply to all vehicles, not minding the year of the vehicle. Maybe 1993 or any year, it applies to all vehicles.
So how has people received this technology from you people? You know, when you started up, how did people receive it?
Okay, because actually most customers don't believe until we upgrade their vehicle. So anytime we upgrade their vehicle, they are always overwhelmed. They are dressed that, wow, so this thing is even real.
I am overwhelmed myself.
Like this innovation is real. So like they are always happy, and we explain to them about the security benefits of the upgrade. So It's a very good thing.
Lagos, are you listening to this? Because today, these youngsters just came to floor us. So, because not long ago, we had John Oseni. And now we have 22-year-olds, 21-year-olds. Both of them are 21 years old. We have Gen Z people doing great stuff.
Like real great stuff. So I want out there, if you think, what do you think about this app? Mm-hmm. What do you think about this innovation? Do you think it's something that you want to do?
To try.
Something you want to try, or you're skeptical about it? Just call us on our numbers and tell us about it. You know our numbers already. Just call us, give us a call, or send us a WhatsApp message. Right now, time is against us.
Call us on 012770993 012771993 and 012772993 for women. Call us on 014657190 for WhatsApp. You can send us a message 08095975805. Do you have concerns about this technology? Will you be willing to try it? I mean, are you one of those people who are very, you know, very set in their ways that if it is not my khaki, I can't start.
Nigerians are security conscious. And we're talking about a cow.
Exactly.
Like a cow.
My motor
like,
car.
You know, like 2.5, like 3 exactly. million, like 4, 5 million. Something I sweat for. Then you tell me that my phone, we just... Nah. So let's just quickly take some calls.
We have a caller. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome to Digital Life.
I'm sorry. Actually, in fact, your program today is the best ever.
Thank you.
Please, those young men, don't they have like some kind of contact or something someone can reach them or maybe scout for them or something?
Yes, they're going to drop their contacts.
They'll drop their contacts with us.
All right, thank you very much. Yes. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
I love you people.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Imam, do we have a message?
We don't have a message yet, but yeah, a lot of persons are really still concerned about... we have a message here, and the person is concerned about the security feature, like we see, and then they want to know, why did you even go into it? Like, what is it, just for it to appear cool, or it's convenience sake, or why?
Okay, the concept about everything is convenience, like I said earlier, because providing convenience is actually what we're passionate about. And we're not just limited to just this killer system. We're limited, like, we're expanding to, like, autonomous vehicles, like, vehicles that drive by themselves.
In Nigeria,
yeah.
Look at that. We have a caller. Wait. You guys, just hold on. I mean, this is a lot. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Digital Life.
My name is Ashafa Ahmed Demola.
Okay, Demola, do you have a question? Would you try this new technology that allows you to, you know, start your phone from the comfort of your sitting room?
No. I just want to say a big thank you to you guys. You are doing a very fantastic program. I'm an e-learning driver.
Thank you.
I'm into tech too, that as well. You are doing a very nice job. And I'm going to tell my guys that instead of listening to music every time, they should be listening to your program.
Thank you.
So wonderful.
Thank you so much. But next time, please turn down the volume on your radio set, okay? It makes it easier and much better to hear you. Thank you so much. We are going to try out this technology after the show.
Yes.
We will try it and see with our koro eyes. Emmanuel.
Yes, we're actually going to do that. And then you can go to Nigerian Info page. Let's say tomorrow, and you can see the video happen live. Yeah, because we want to confirm everything. We don't just want to bring you technology.
Exactly.
Like, we want to confirm the technology for you and actually tell you that this is not fake. You know, there are a lot of fraudsters out there, but this is not fake. This is actually genuine.
And of course, and then again, if you have security concerns, these young men are telling you that their technology is, you know, foolproof to a great extent, right?
Yeah, like I said earlier, the security attached is just like when you're using your normal key. Like your normal key now, your car doesn't start until
without
your key is there.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing applies to the keyless system. Your car doesn't start until it senses the smart key. And some people are concerned about if you start your car, you're not there. So that's why I'm explaining that when you start your car and you're not there and someone breaks in, the vehicle shuts down automatically.
Can we talk about the amount for this? Is this something that is affordable? Just use that word. Affordable.
It's affordable, sir.
It's affordable?
Yes.
It's something that anybody can do?
Yes. And the price depends on the vehicle.
On the model.
Yes. The vehicles are varies with technicality. Different vehicles. Like, you can't compare the price for a 2018 Mercedes and for the price of a 2005 Corolla. So it actually depends and varies. It depends on the vehicle.
Mm. So the autonomous vehicle you're talking about.
Yeah.
Let's get into that.
Not autonomous vehicle, like we can modify the car to drive by itself. That's vehicles from 2015 upward. Japanese vehicles like we have the Honda, Toyota, Lexus. We can modify it to drive with the sub, like, and it's different from Tesla. Tesla is autopilot, but this one is like open pilot, and it's supporting the driver to drive.
Okay, so if the driver should say fall asleep in the vehicle, it takes over.
No, this is it. It's engaged. Like when you're driving, it drives you. Like you put your location where you're going to. Mm-hmm. You drive like your vehicle start moving on its own. So immediately it sends distraction. You have to be concentrating too. So immediately it sends distraction from you, it's going to stop. The vehicle is going to come to an halt.
Wow.
So you have to proceed by yourself.
Oh, look at
so
that.
So when you continue, it will engage back. So stuff like that. It's called open pilot.
Hmm.
So we don't have for a Lexus LS570. And we also have one Islander on our page. If you can check it, you see the way it works.
Speaking about your page, please just reel out the contact information.
You can contact us on Instagram at Tyler Auto Clinic.
Tyler.
Can
you spell that?
At @THYIELER_AUTOCLINIC AUTOCLINIC.
They can get information about this very innovation. Well, Lagos, we're hoping that in our next or subsequent shows you could share with us if you upgraded your cars
and how that went, and how that went for you. But you, of course, in the meantime,
we're going to share that with you
after we do that immediately after this show.
Yeah.
This has been a fantastic time, like, today, from the young 16-year-old to these young 21-year-olds, and I mean, doing fantastic stuff. I've had a great time, Emmanuel.
Yes, a great time. And one more good news. Yes, so we are live on nigeriainfo.fm. So you can go back there. If you miss out on our show, you can go back.
Indeed.
Just go check out Digital Life on nigeriainfo.fm.
You can listen to the show again.
And you listen to our previous episodes on the show. And you can listen to the show immediately even after the show.
Indeed. Indeed, this has been a wonderful time. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo.
I am Emmanuel Onka.
Follow us on social media. Follow me on social media, Yvonne Okhaifo. I'm everywhere like that, just Yvonne Okhaifo. And that's it.
On Facebook, I'm Emmanuel Onka. On Instagram, I'm at Ima Onka. Same thing on LinkedIn. Emmanuel
Onka. Right. Let us know if you have any ideas, whatever you think we can incorporate into the show that you'd find interesting, exciting. Because at the end of the day, this show is here to help all of us,
exactly.
Not just you, all of us. Okay. And until we see you again next Sunday, it is bye-bye.
Bye.
No matter where you are, download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates and sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.